swallowing knives is bad for you. Compulsive swallowers have always featured heavily in medical literature. There are numerous cases in 19th century journals, but most of the individuals concerned were obviously suffering from some kind of mental illness. This one, from the Medico-Chirurgical Transactions for 1823, is the first I've come across in which the patient was swallowing knives for a laugh.
Account of a man who lived 10 years after having swallowed a number of clasp knives, with a description of the appearances of the body after death, by Alex Marsett, MS, FRS, etc., late physician to Guy's Hospital. In the month of June 1799, John Cummings, an American sailor, about 23 years of age, being with his ship on the coast of France, and having gone on shore with some of his shipmates, about 2 miles from the town of Havre de Grasse, he and his party directed their course towards a tent, which they saw in a field, with a crowd of people round it. Being told that a play was acting there, they entered, and found in the tent a mountebank, who was entertaining the audience by pretending to swallow clasp knives. Having returned on board, and one of the party having related to the ship's company the story of the knives, Cummings, after drinking freely, boasted that he could swallow knives as well as the Frenchman.
Not a particularly wise boast, and his comrades lost no time in challenging him to prove it. Eager not to disappoint them, he put his penknife in his mouth and swallowed it, washing it down with yet more booze.
The spectators, however, were not satisfied with one experiment and asked the operator whether he could swallow more. His answer was, "All the knives on board the ship," upon which 3 knives were immediately produced, which were swallowed in the same way as the former, and by this bold attempt of a drunken man, to use his own expressions, the company was well entertained for that night.
Actions have consequences, as every sailor should know, and when foreign objects are ingested, the consequences usually come within 12 hours, and lo, it came to pass, so to speak.
The next morning, he had a motion, which presented nothing extraordinary, and in the afternoon he had another, with which he passed 1 knife, which, however, was not the one that he had swallowed the first. The next day he passed 2 knives at once, one of which was the first, which he had missed the day before. The fourth never came away, to his knowledge, and he never felt any inconvenience from it.
So, nothing to worry about, right?
After this great performance, he thought no more of swallowing knives for the space of 6 years. In the month of March 1805, being then at Boston, in America, he was one day tempted, while drinking with a party of sailors, to boast of his former exploits, adding that he was the same man still, and ready to repeat his performance, upon which a small knife was produced, which he instantly swallowed. In the course of that evening, he swallowed 5 more. The next morning, crowds of visitors came to see him, and in the course of that day, he was induced to swallow 8 knives more, making in all 14.
It seems safe to assume at this point that Mr. Cummings was not, ahem, the sharpest knife in the drawer.
This time, however, he paid dearly for his frolic, for he was seized the next morning with constant vomiting and pain at his stomach, which made it necessary to carry him to Charleston Hospital, where, as he expresses it, "Betwixt that period and the 28th of the following month, he was safely delivered of his cargo."